Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walk-In.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh,
Nelly.
Oh,
Nelson?
Mandela?
No.
Let's just get to it.
Welcome to a very special edition of Mall Walk-In. We are at Citadel Outlets.
And not only are we at Citadel Outlets, we're here by invitation. We've been
approved, knighted, selected,
sanctioned.
It feels like knighted is the right term, as we are in a castle.
I know. And we're in the VIP lounge.
We are in a VIP lounge at the Citadel Outlets. At Citadel Outlets, there's no the and there's no mall.
You know why they don't have a the? Because when you are this highfalutin, you don't need definite articles.
You don't.
You just go straight to it.
Yeah. We've elevated.
Matt Gourley.
My name's Mark McConville. This is Mall Walking.
And when we say VIP lounge, we're not just talking like this is a place where you can kick your feet up a little bit. There's a bar.
There's TVs.
There's five TVs.
Some of the nicest bathrooms you're ever going to see. In any structure.
The toilets look like a small spaceship.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
These bathrooms are impressive, and I've been to Versailles.
Have you gone to the bathroom in Versailles?
No, I couldn't. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But I assume they're great. If the other rooms there are great, the bathrooms must be great too. But I digress.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to a previous episode, we got wrongfully, and I think as history will see as we returned, kicked out of the shops at Santa Anita. And I say the shops because they do use a definite article, and it seems like maybe they're trying a little too hard.
Yeah, probably.
In their defense, they did have us back. There was an uproar. We got to finish out our long journey there. But the fact that we were invited here, it just has a special feel.
That's
we're
right.
We're not journalists. We're swayable. So what you're going to hear today is a bunch of love for Citadel Outlets.
That's right.
Where our past relationship with shops at Santa Anita, it's complicated.
That's right.
To say the least.
Let me pass the mic.
Yeah.
Matt.
Okay. Cynthia.
Hello.
Tell us your title here, your role, and just a little bit about the whole deal. And then Mark and I will do our job and head off into the greater structure of Citadel Outlets.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm so happy to be here. I'm Cynthia Schmidt, and I oversee the international strategic direction for Citadel Outlets, and let's call it the VIP room.
Oh,
I
like that. So you're not too stuffy that you can't use a the when you need a the.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. But we do have a saying that everyone is welcome, but you guys are especially welcome. So we'd love to have you guys here.
This just feels right. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
You mentioned that this VIP lounge is actually a place where international travelers can come when they've checked out of their hotel early in the day. They can leave their luggage here, go use the outlet conglomeration. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the M word because that's not exactly what, even though this podcast is called Mall Walking, today...
Maybe you could bleep out the M word every time you say it.
Okay, today...
LA Sunshine and Savings is what I like to say.
Well, today, I like experience. We'll call this experience walking.
Okay.
Instead of mall walking.
It will be an experience.
Yes. Yeah. And so then the travelers can stay here for a while in comfort before they have to go to their plane. And it feels like a first-class airport lounge here.
Yeah, well, we aren't quite the first-class Qantas lounge, but we do like to have... In particular, our Australian, New Zealand visitors come and stay here. Most of the flights, people might not realize, back to Oceania, Asia, even Europe, are late night flights. And what are you going to do? The hotels love you until it's time for you to check out, and they want you out of the hotel.
Yeah.
They really don't even want you. Well, I'm not speaking on behalf of them, but even hanging around the pool because they've got new customers
coming in.
I'll speak
on behalf of them. You're absolutely right.
And the
and they don't. We don't call this podcast hotel walking.
You guys have a lot of experience with being kicked out, so I, you know, maybe you can elaborate more on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so that visitor wants to do something on that last day because, you know, they want to feel like they want to get the best of all that Southern California and LA has to offer. And so shopping is the number one activity for international tourists coming in. Mm. And it, that last day makes it perfect to coming here so that they can buy their last bits and pieces. So what we do is we have a program where we have a transportation company we partner with, Carmel Shuttle Extreme Tours, and they will bring the clients from the hotel in Anaheim or Los Angeles area, take them to Citadel Outlets. They check in at our customer service desk. We bring them up here. We give them the lay of the land of the promenade, the excursion experience, whatever you guys are going to call it for today. And then they go wild because, you know, we've got such great shops that they're looking for, and then we've got great deals because we are an outlet center. But just because our outlet center is people might think that you're trading down, we elevate the experience with the VIP lounge.
So you meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they feel really good about all their purchases. Sometimes they have to buy another piece of luggage. And then all of a sudden, they're kind of, what am I going to do? So our team, our customer service team, will help them, well, not necessarily repack their luggage, but they can store their luggage here, which makes it quite nice.
If I could go somewhere that could repack my luggage, I would. That's worth it for price alone.
How much you got? No.
Too much. I'm an overpacker. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I've been traveling for many years and I still always overpack. And still never have anything to wear on my travels.
I hear you.
So the team here will even give them use of a weigh scale so that they can see how much overweight their luggage might be. And it tends to be over the 50 pound or 60 pound or 32 kilo limit in the international language. But what we also like to do is offer them some beverages, beer or wine. And that really kind of helps them not really care about the fact that the weight of the luggage is going to be over.
Ilo, there's something for everyone here. Do you ever have anyone that overstays their welcome? Like they just stay a few nights?
Not yet, but now I think you've given some people some ideas.
Like myself.
You're never going to get rid of
it. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Yeah.
Are you? I got to talk about that Christmas bow. Citadel Outlets are right on the 5 freeway, one of the main freeways here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. You could see that bow from a mile away, but it's May. Where is that bow? How do you deal with it? It's enormous.
Well, we do have some offsite logistics and storage for those types of things.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not on site. We can't go see it.
Not today.
Not today. Maybe another, you know what? We'll come back and do a holiday edition,
you know what?
And see the big tree.
We can even take you probably up onto the building behind it and you can get the bird's eye view from there. Something like that. I think that would be kind of cool for
you
guys to see.
We might take you up on that at the end of our walk.
But you might have a lot of glitter because there's glitter. How many thousands of pounds of glitter? 10,000 pounds of glitter on that bow. But you might get a little glitterized.
Yeah, because glitter is forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
Glitter's my favorite color.
Mine too. And then we were talking before we started recording, you have a big boombox coming for the summer.
Yes. So we're always trying to look for ways of consumer engagement, activities for folks to enjoy while they're shopping. Yes. It is very LA-esque style. It's open outdoor shopping atmosphere. And as people are walking by, as you see right now, we've got a beautiful garden, a Kate Spade garden. But for this summer, we want to rock it. We want to have a rockin' summer.
Yeah.
We've got this massive boom box. It'll even have a dance floor. And we will also have tunes coming out all day long to really get people into the dancing, shopping atmosphere.
People love a theme. They love it. And I'm glad you're giving it to them. So Thank far, you. I'm almost ready to give my rating for Citadel Outlets. And we haven't even walked it, Matt.
Well, save it, because I want you to know that in that restroom, there's a cologne called You're the King Forever Eau de Parfum that you can just use. I drank a little bit of it. Let's hit the mall.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Cynthia. We're also with Donna here. Say hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Donna's suggested that we take a look at the fancy women's bathroom. We already got to peek inside the lounge bathroom. I think that would be best to clear out the ladies. One time I accidentally walked into the women's bathroom at my gym, and because I was just so
out of
my own head, because I don't like the gym, and it did a number.
Was it a full roid rage?
Right. And I went in and I went, what are all these women doing in my bathroom? And that was my own fault. And I promptly...
You didn't know...
I didn't look at the sign. I just walked in.
Yeah, I've been in a daze before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt horrible.
I'm a picture of fitness, so I've been there, baby.
Don't worry about it. This is just for the people in the room.
Oh, no, I'm leaving it in.
Cut it out.
Oh, she's going to the main...
Oh, this is the main women's room.
Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know that I need to see this. If it's,
it feels like, well, someone's going in there for the first time right now. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to
get in the way of what they need to do.
So, yeah, okay, one second. Okay. We might need more than 1 second.
What are we? What is in here that we've got to see? This is.
Oh, we're getting the.
Really? Wow. Oh my God. What is going?
What am I dealing with?
Oh,
this is very sweet.
Wow. My wife would really appreciate that, because we were on the Haunted Mansion yesterday and she had to breastfeed our child. And right when all the, you know, the paintings start to stretch out, she was standing and breastfeeding our child in a room full of shoulder to shoulder people. This is what she needs. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. This is an exclusive. You know, you can't just come to Citadel Outlets and see the women's lounge. Yeah.
I feel strange peeking in there. So.
Excuse me. I know you're right. We're wrong.
Yep, yep,
don't
yep.
worry. And this is sanctioned. We're not just weirdos. In fact, we were virtually forced to go in there.
All right.
We're going to hit the mall. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. And look at this. We got let out right into a directory. It's like they know what we need and how we should start this podcast,
Mark.
This
is going to be a tough episode for me, Matt, because for the entire time I've known about this place, I've always called it the Citadel Outlet Mall.
Me too.
And I appreciate their branding.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that they want to be called Citadel Outlets.
But the nice thing is that they aren't very touchy about it, you know?
I think they know. They know who they are. They know who they've been. They know who they're going to be.
That's exactly right. Let's go through the categories of stores here at Citadel Outlets. First up, apparel and accessories.
A lot of that. The next one, I had to go two columns over to handbags, luggage, and accessories.
Housewares and home furnishings.
Children's apparel and toys.
Footwear.
Beauty and health.
Services.
Specialty food. And restaurants.
That's it. Lots of stores here.
There's free Wi-Fi, outlets-public, and public is in all caps.
And listener, if you're wondering where Mark and I are right now, we are here.
Let's get to the experience walk-in.
Yeah, Mark, are you feeling like a right turn or a left turn?
Well, this is tricky, because we are outside, and it's a massive property.
We should also talk about, this is our first time outside, in the elements.
In our lives.
Ever.
I'm an indoor kid.
I'm an outdoor guy.
It is a strange feeling to have.
I'm the great indoorsman.
To have all of this retail under the beautiful Southern California sun. So my instinct is to, well, let's look on here for massage chairs, because that's really going to be a problem.
We didn't even ask about
it?
That.
Well, there's a VIP lounge. So
that's true. We could end up in the VIP lounge.
That's even maybe better than a massage chair.
Yeah, I think
chair.
We should.
Well, but then they're going to hear our final rating.
I think they'll be pleased with our final rating.
I think they will be,
because like I said earlier, we're not journalists. We're not objective.
No.
When it comes to malls, absolutely bribe us. Make us have the best experience possible.
I don't want to speak for you, Matt. I am a patsy for the man.
yeah, I'm not covering the Vladimir Putin election of 2019. Is that when it happened?
I don't even know. Was he
Trick
elected?
Question. He never was.
Yeah.
He's a dictator.
I mean, I'm a simple man with simple tastes. I'm drinking a LaCroix that they provided in the lounge.
I've got a Perrier, and it's not because I don't have simple taste. That was just what was given to me.
You think there's a Perry B?
I know there is. Mason. Perry B. Mason.
I think maybe we try to end up... The issue is that we need to end up in the middle.
Where are we?
We are here.
I know, but where is here?
Right up there. That's the guess and the DKNY.
Oh, so, okay. Well, why don't we tend to go right? We'll go right on the outer edge.
We're going to... Do you think we'll make it all the way down to Disney Outlet? That's so far.
We have to, Mark. Let's get moving.
Okay.
And this is from a guy. I walked 12 miles in the last 2 days at Disney.
Oh, no.
Are you being facetious?
Hold on. Let me stop by this not at all creepy bear and start our...
That is the Wilford Brimley of bears.
I'm going to start our step counter.
That's a Wilford Brimley. Hey, are you familiar with Brimley's mustache paradox?
No. I was going to try to speculate, and then I thought, why?
It's probably what you think.
What do I think it is?
I came up with this on the With Gourley and Russ podcast. You always think Wilford Brimley has a mustache, but he doesn't always. And in The Thing, he never has a mustache, but even scene by scene, when he comes back, you think he must have had a mustache in that last scene, but he never did.
So you're imagining a mustache that was never there?
Well, imagining, it's more like you're expecting, you know?
Here's that Toomey luggage. I had just random luggage throughout my life.
Yeah.
And then Christina and I took a big trip and she said, I'm going to get us new luggage because we needed it.
Yeah.
And she got us some Toomey and boy, it is worth it.
We just sound like total corporate shills now.
I am a shill. I would love a Toomey makes great stuff. And you got a Toomey bag right here.
That's what is housing our recording equipment.
You think there's a 3 me?
I know there's a 1 U. Hey, should we go to Coach and see if Dauber's in there?
It never, ever gets old.
There's going to be some jokes on here that are not repeated for effect. They're repeated out of respect for past
I'm not
history.
Even sure I could make a new Coach joke.
Well, is there any Craig T. Nelsons in there?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's like same...
I know.
Same trailer, different park.
Yeah, but still worth revisiting.
And that's a Casey Musgraves reference.
Okay.
All right. So we're out here, the Armani outlet. You need a new suit for a job interview, something like that?
You know, Armani did the wardrobe for the 1987 film, The Untouchables.
Not surprising to
Giorgio
me.
Giorgio Armani.
What about Giorgio Yormani?
Yormani was so something that I got all joked about it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of shops, Matt. It's
Mark,
nice.
Mark, I'm exhausted.
Already?
I just have had a long couple of days. And I
So you went to the Disneyland Resort?
Went to both parks.
And Disney's California Adventure? Or is it Disney California Adventure?
I don't...
I want to get terminology right for people.
It's the Disney's California Adventure. Also, I don't do well in heat. And it's starting to get a little warm.
Just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it's certainly been hotter.
Yeah.
But it's not cold.
I shouldn't make this about me. We got mall talking.
Yeah, mall talking. Experience talking.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get many Spencer gifts or slime clubs or BB gun ranges.
None of that. I think this is pure commercial heaven.
Do you think you'll want to do any kind of shopping here today? I did bring a J.Crew gift card.
What do you want to get?
I don't know. Do they have a J.Crew outlet here?
Well, let me ask you this question. Yeah. What do you think of when you think of outlets? What's your first outlet experience?
I think it was when I worked at the Gap.
Yeah.
And some kid would barf on a sweatshirt. We'd put it in a box that goes, outlet.
Is that true?
Something like that. Yeah.
I think I was in Maine. I was in Freeport, Maine. We had visited my grandmother in Boston and we drove up to Maine like for the day.
Uh-huh.
Because my aunt said there was outlet shopping.
Oh.
And we went to a Levi's outlet.
Yeah.
And I just got a bunch of weird pants.
Oh.
That I probably wore one time and then they just didn't fit anymore or something.
Really?
And I also got a Velcro wallet. My first wallet was from an outlet mall in Maine.
A Velcro wallet, man, there's nothing better.
Truly was an outlet mall.
Right.
Not like this.
Yeah, I think of most outlet malls as outdoor experiences off the side of a freeway when you're on your way to Palm Springs or Vegas. My parents used to live in Lake Arrowhead at one point, and there's a Bass outlet store there. And I've
been there with you.
Yeah, I think you have.
I know I have.
Think you have.
You were so happy there.
Well, because they used to have these, like, imagine those beige suede hush puppies, but with moon boot soles.
Beige.
And I think I bought probably four pair of those things.
Beige suede hush puppies with moon boot soles?
Yeah, you all know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay, stop right here.
I'm stopping.
There's a kiosk blocking our view of the store. What do you think Zwilling J.A. Henkels is?
Oh, there's two guys. Let me take a photo.
They're kind of doing the walk like an Egyptian.
I was going to say the same exact thing, Matt.
Zwilling, so J.A. Henkels. You think he's willing to do what I ask?
Willing. Okay. J.A. Henkels. I'm going to go like neckties.
I'm going to go.
Or like, well now, oh wait, I'm trying not to cheat.
Oh, but yeah.
Either side of the, I don't think I'm actually seeing.
No, because that's Nautica.
I think it might be menswear, I guess.
Yeah, I think
because I think there's a hidden necktie in the logo. Let's
You're
go
right.
look.
Wow. Two men, one necktie.
Nope, I'm not right. It's what? Kitchen it's, supplies.
That is not a logo I would have expected.
It is kitchen supplies.
Wow.
What? Well, you want to keep walking?
Yeah. That's a confusing name. Not like Fossil is for
Fossil.
Clothing and Star Wars watches.
They're going hard on the Star Wars here.
Hard on the Star Wars.
Hard on the Star Wars. Well, Matt.
Yeah?
I'm tired because last night, our pal Steve Agee and I took in a little music show.
Uh-huh.
And boy, it was something.
What show?
It was the Melvins opening for Mr. Bungle.
Oh,
but they have a new record out, and I guess it's like a reimagining of a demo they made in the late 80s, and it is the thrashiest thrash metal.
Oh, no.
Which I know is not your thing, but man, I loved it. And the original three members of Mr. Bungle added the drummer from Slayer and Scott Ian from Anthrax.
Oh, my God.
And it was loud and fast.
Well,
and my heart is still beating. I didn't get to sleep till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I get it, Mark, because I went on the new Mickey Mouse Toontown ride.
Same thing. That thing
is loud as hell. And so I understand that. In fact, that might have been a bit more intense than what you experienced.
I don't know. I mean, I also have a newfound appreciation for the Melvins, a band that before last night, I just sort of knew was a band.
Yeah.
But they sort of inspired a bunch of Seattle grunge era bands.
Okay.
And they were great. They were really good. I was like, not that I thought they would be bad, but yeah.
No disrespect, Mark, but is this mall walking or grunge talking? Because
we just crossed just a street. We're suddenly spit out into like a parking area.
Yeah. Now for those listeners who are not familiar with Citadel Outlets, this was a former tire factory shaped like a giant castle.
It's a massive property.
Yeah, it really is. And now every brand, like mainstream brand that you can imagine, has an outlet store here with barfed on sweatshirts.
Is that the requirement?
Absolutely.
It can't be, Matt. These look like nice swimsuits here at Aerie, A-E-R-I-E. These look like nice summer clothing.
This is a long-time tariff institution that for something to be considered outlaw, it has to have some form of barf on it. It's true. Even if they have a line of clothing that they want to discontinue, they have to dip it in a tiny vat of baby barf.
Come on, that's not true.
That's absolutely true.
So you're saying everything in this New Balance store,
yes.
Shoes, workout clothes,
yep.
Socks.
Just a touch of baby barf. This is like, do you know the thing? I mean, come to me for your life hacks. You go to a gas station, you want to fill up your tires, at least in California, I can't speak for the other states in the world at large. They have to turn on the air for you for free.
even though there will be no sign and there will be a thing that says you got to pay.
Hey, is this outlet experience talking or gas station con?
And that's a fair comment, Mark. That's a fair comment. However, I'm enriching people's lives because at Disney, our tire pressure went down and we had to fill up.
Okay.
That's the end of story.
I have a new idea for a podcast,
Matt. What's that?
It's probably a spinoff of this. It's called Fair Comment, and where we go to a bunch of different fairs and comment on the fairs.
Renaissance Pleasure Fair? Oh, look, yeah. Speaking of Disney.
County Fair?
Yeah.
We are at the end of the line here, Matt. Yeah. This is the end of the road. We are at the Disney store. Did you need to get in? Did you miss out on anything at your trip?
I've had plenty of Disney, but let me tell you, some of the listeners here probably know I'm a bit of a Disney cynic. I work there, but
I did too.
Man, watching my daughter get excited about Mickey Mouse, who she calls Mouse-ha, turned it all around. And suddenly I was like, let's go. Let's see it all.
All right. I would agree with you, Matt. Disneyland is for children of all ages, but it's really for children. It's awesome to see kids have a great time there.
Yeah. I'm an adult of all age.
Would you like me to go down the history of Citadel Outlets?
To a certain extent.
Well, we've already gone past all of this.
Good point.
Sales, Lululemon.
Hey, man, if it stops you off this grunge thing you're on.
Well, maybe it'll stop you from this weird barf thing that you're talking about.
Hey, I recognize it's weird.
It's not true.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, then that's, see, now I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, you're just speculating. Because one time at the Gap in what, 1991, somebody actually did that?
I don't know. It might be urine. I don't know if it's barf. You know, time has passed.
At a certain point, though, if you're working at a store and someone throws up on something, don't you just have to throw it away? Why am I doing this? I could be reading you History of Citadel Outlets facts from the piece of paper that was given to us by the team.
I just want to note that there's an entry there for 1991 that states, since
no,
the new tariff law, all merchandise must be dipped in at least 2 ounces of baby barf.
No, don't.
But baby barf isn't like, you know, grown-up barf.
What?
It's kind of sweet.
To the smell or to the taste?
Watch. Go up and ask any passerby.
I'm not asking anyone about baby barf,
Hey, there's no Macy's here, buddy.
I know.
You must feel good.
I feel great because we have full permission to record and do whatever we like. The team here at Citadel Outlets has been so welcoming to us, and I want to go over this document that they gave us.
Enough out of me. Go for it.
1929, construction of the original building inspired by the Palace of King Sargon II.
Well, they went Lord of the Rings?
As a tire manufacturing plant known as Samson Tire Factory. So this place is built in 1929.
Wow, the same year as the great stock crash market.
King Sargon II.
Who, do, what do
I
we
have
know
a King
about
Sargon II commemorative coin in my safe deposit box.
What do we know about King Sargon? King of where?
King Sargon II.
I've never heard of a King Sargon before.
Well,
how's it spelled?
You have today. S-A-R-G-O-N. Am I saying it wrong? Is it Sargon? Because it's French?
I don't know.
But that doesn't seem right. Okay, do you want to go back up this way?
Well, didn't we come that way?
But this is a problem. Do you want to go around and back in?
Well, at least we have directories. Yeah, I think we got to go into this little pocket here. You know
what
I mean?
I see. The lucky brand and the...
And then we'll be back where we are.
Back where we are.
Then I think we continue on.
Then we go up around Chumi to Old Navy and
Yeah, and then come
back. We're going to probably end in that food area.
Oh, yeah.
1978, Matt, the tire manufacturing plant, now owned by Uniroyal, closes its door due to technological advancements.
I was always told this was a Goodyear factory.
Well, that person lied to your face.
You got something coming in the afterlife, buddy.
What technological advancements do you think happened in 1978 that they stopped making tires here? They figured out how to organically grow them in the ground?
When did vulcanizing happen?
Probably right after Star Trek.
Yeah, so 78 is a year after Star Wars, and they're probably like, we're not going to vulcanize anymore. Nobody's buying Star Trek. We got to get Star Wars'd.
So you think they went with like a...
They
switched to the empirical system?
No, it would have to be another race, Mark, like a Trandoshan or, you know... A Rodian. They probably started...
Probably a Rodian.
Yeah, probably a Rodian.
Rodian radials?
Now we're talking. drive.
We have
them
a delivery court
to Eve.
You can't go in here. This is sort of the backstage
area of
Citadel Outlets.
Yep.
January 1990, Citadel Outlets undergoes a groundbreaking renovation, transforming the former tire factory
into a baby barf.
Into a shopping destination.
Okay.
You got to drop this baby barf stuff.
Trying.
I don't know where that comes from. It's not true.
Well,
2003.
Yeah.
23 years go by. Craig Realty Group purchases Citadel Outlets, begins a process of reinventing the shopping experience. So that is the right word, experience.
Okay, you nailed it. You pulled
over
that out on your
own. Over the past 20 years, significant improvements are made to the center. They've installed large format LED digital signs. There's an expansion with over 130 additional retailers. Boy, you're telling me. And they built some parking garages.
I know we haven't talked about many stores here, but they are truly are things you would just know.
Yeah, I have not really seen anything that, besides that cookware place.
For instance, there's no dildo walls here.
And no, there's no...
Every other mall has had a Spencer Gift dildo wall.
And we should probably just reiterate that we're trying to get this phrase, ain't you a tall wall of dildos, into the lexicon.
Into the popular culture, yeah.
Quit being a tall wall of dildos and stop talking about baby barf.
Well, what if we got this into the popular lexicon? Ain't you a thimbleful of baby barf?
In what context?
Well, just cute.
Set the scene for me, Matt. What's happening when you use that phrase?
Well, let's say you're in suissant or like pert, a little coy, you know.
Okay.
You dropped...
I don't know if I want to do a podcast today, Matt.
Oh, well, ain't you a thimbleful of baby barf? See, it clicks.
Okay.
Now you're all in.
Okay.
Because we're inventing language.
In 2017 of November, Citadel Outlets undergoes a grand renovation, including the construction of a luxurious two-story centerpiece inspired by Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. It becomes home to four world-class brands, Coach, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Guess, and Tommy Hilfiger.
Aren't Polo and Ralph Lauren the same thing?
Remember we came in right here.
Yeah.
Well, now I've seen a store that I have not seen before, and it's another one I want you to say in Jeremy Carter's voice, and it's right there.
Furla?
Yeah.
Furla.
I don't know what Furla is, but I imagine that's... My friend Michael and I like to do a thing called Unfortunate Names for Young Girls, and I feel like Furla maybe is one.
And Bally.
What's Furla?
Well, you want to go check it out?
Furla, would you get down off of the Oldsmobile? You're going to damage the rooftop.
I can't, Clervis. I'm planting my new begonias in my husband's wallet head.
Well, aren't you a thimble full of baby barf?
Well, isn't that a tall wall of dildos?
This is working out for me.
I thought, you see, you just got to have my faith, my brother.
Furla is maybe purses.
Looks like it.
Oh, they're Italian purses.
Oh, okay.
They look nice.
Nice.
Handbags, maybe. Michael Kors. Where are you going, Matt? You out of here?
Well, we already came this way.
No, we didn't. Came out here. Oh. We should go around to the left.
Oh, the reason I recognize this is because this wasn't on mic, but the whole crew took us out on their rooftop lounge and we overlooked this area.
We've had the red carpet rolled out.
A full planter with bricks that's removable. Actually, when you get up close, you can kind of see.
You want to go take a look at how these bricks maybe aren't bricks?
They look cool. I would have killed for these as a kid.
What are they?
Oh, no, they're real bricks.
They're real bricks?
I thought they were like those fake foam bricks that... They kind of sell a lot to kids now. So you could build walls and bust through them.
In March 2021, a new two-story Levi's flagship store was added. I do need some jeans.
Yeah.
And then in present day, they continue to offer shoppers an unparalleled shopping experience with ongoing renovations, a focus on fashion value and customer experience. Matt, I've read the propaganda sheet, and I don't think it's propaganda.
No.
It feels real.
I just bought some jeans at J. Crew. You know how much I paid for them?
$1.
$12.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Why?
I don't know. They were just real cheap. Look, here's Wilfred Bramley again.
So we're back here. We kind of had to split it in half. We're in a bit of a wishbone shape.
I'm real confused.
Are you? We're back at the map here, Matt. Remember, we went from the guests and DKNY.
Yeah.
It's a kind of at 12 o'clock. So we went down to 4 o'clock, and now we got to go over to 9 o'clock.
I think we
got to
go back out this way, hit these two little pockets, and then once... But
you, I'll remind you, Matt, we walked up past Ruby's, and that's just the backstage area of it all. We can't go back there. That's where all the deliveries go.
I see. Okay.
Those are gated off.
I defer to you, my friend.
Well, while there are these stores,
yeah,
Perfumania, L'Occitane, Karl Lagerfeld, there's no shortage of center kiosks.
No, that's true. And you really don't have them all these days without mobile center kiosks. Although, look at these, all have a bit of a design motif.
Yeah. What would you say these are? Sort of Calistoga wagons?
Yeah. Or like bells going to market to buy a bunch of books.
Oh, do you think? Yeah. Yeah. That tracks. I did have to sort of go like bell. Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
No, I meant Belle of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Avid reader.
Super dry.
Super dry. It is soaking wet in that store. That's kind of the weird irony of it all.
It's just a monsoon in there. Why is it called super dry?
You never heard of a super dry?
Athletic wear?
I mean, yeah, it's t-shirts, sweatshirts. I believe it's a Japanese company.
Look at the logo for Karl Lagerfeld. Is the man himself. And it's just a negative white on black silhouette of him and his ponytail.
Would you like me to take a photograph?
I kind of think it's better left to the imagination.
So you have to figure out what Karl Lagerfeld looks like.
I already did know.
So I think people, like, if they don't know, they should go on the internet and look up a photograph of the man, not a picture of the logo. We're taking a halfway point break here, sitting down.
I walked so much yesterday. Oh, my God. Mark, until you've taken a... not just a toddler, but a Roomba, a high-speed Roomba toddler to both Disneyland parks overnight.
You didn't get any sleep in the hotel? Sometimes a hotel bed is like a real blessing.
Yeah, but I always need one good night to like get comfortable with where I am.
And that you burned that night is what you're saying.
Also, our daughter was sick, so she was up a few times.
Okay.
Do
you think you're more tired than me, who had to stand for 3 hours and listen to thrash metal? And then by the time the show was over, we stuck around because Steve knows somebody in the band, and that's how we got tickets. And so we were just waiting to say hi and to say thanks. And all of these middle-aged men were just going, my back and my knees are starting to hurt from just standing around.
Yeah, I do think.
Do you think 3 hours of standing is worse than 2 days of walking around Disney?
Absolutely not. And there are elements of Disneyland that are on par with a thrash metal band.
Yeah. I'm thinking specifically that red corndog truck.
I did have a half corndog.
You had a what?
Half a corndog.
You had half a corndog?
Yeah.
Which half?
The good half.
Did you cut it vertically or horizontally?
Well, I just ate bite with my wife and sister-in-law.
Oh, so you didn't like sever it?
No, it was just, we were animals by that point.
By the way, we have not continued walking. We're just sitting on a bench in the middle of Citadel.
It's so nice
because
there's also shade here.
It does, the heat does get to you a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to describe Matt's face as mouth slightly open. He's wearing sunglasses, so it's hard to tell if he's even awake, if I'm being honest. I'm sort of worried. Oh, your eyes are open. Okay.
I had to wait 45 minutes in a line by myself to meet Anna from Frozen.
Why?
Well, let me rephrase that.
Is this
that.
Disney talk or mall walk?
You're right. Let me just rephrase that. That my family came into the line. I didn't just by myself coming.
That's what it sounded like. That it sounded like you went, hey girls, go do whatever the hell it is you want to do.
Time for daddy.
I'm meeting Elsa.
Not Elsa, Anna.
I'm sorry, I'm meeting Anna.
Oh God. And boy was Glenn let down.
I've seen Frozen once. How many times do you think you've seen it?
Between Frozen 1 and Frozen 2, 100 times.
50-50?
No, I've actually put on Frozen 2 a little bit more.
Why?
It's just more complex.
But it's not because your daughter likes one more than the other one?
No. She doesn't happy. Care? She just wants Aisha. I find there's more layers to Frozen 2, even if it's slightly more flawed of a film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why?
Olaf has the best joke of any Disney thing ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
Of any Disney film.
Uh-huh.
Including live action films.
Well, I meant animated.
Okay.
But I could get back to you on that.
I mean, I'd like to see a list.
I'll just give you the joke if you want.
Great.
It's the preamble where the music starts playing to the song When I Am Older.
Uh-huh.
And it goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
And he goes, what was that? Because he's in the woods alone and he's scared, right?
And he hears the music?
Yeah.
But should he hear the music?
No, it's not the music. He's scared.
Okay.
Well, first before this, he goes, you know, like, who's there? Who's there? And he goes something like, is it Anna? Kristoff? Samantha? And then he goes, I don't even know a Samantha. Then the music starts. Goes, ba da ba ba da ba ba. And he goes, what was that? Ba da ba ba da ba ba. Samantha?
That's the funniest joke in any Disney
film. Such a good non sequitur. It kills me.
So he already admits he doesn't know a Samantha.
Yeah.
And then he gets spooked again.
And he's still thinking he still that it might be Samantha. This Samantha that we've never met or seen. There's no character named Samantha, Mark.
I feel like for me, the funniest joke in Disney history, and it is a Pixar film, but it's from Finding Dory when Ellen DeGeneres does the Aristocrats joke.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It goes on for like, it's 45 minutes of the actual
surprisingly
film.
Surprisingly filthy.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially considering Ellen and her sort of brand of fun, non-offensive comedy.
Yeah.
She really goes for it in graphic detail. But as that blue fish that can't, part of the problem is she can't remember the intricacies of the joke, so she has to keep going back. But every time she goes back, it's funnier and funnier.
But the one thing is, you know, the whole point of that joke is to build it up as long as possible. She gets 45 minutes into it and you think she's about to pull it off and then she forgets.
And she's like, let me start over.
Yeah.
But by this time, that cool turtle dude has videotaped it. So would they just watch her? Back, they watch the whole thing back, and then she's just like, oh, right.
And she also has little Polaroids and has tattooed parts of the joke on her body.
That's right.
Yeah.
That to me is funnier, but, well, you know, tomato, tomato.
Attention, shoppers. Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You ready to keep going, pal?
Let's do this.
You got it in ya?
Uh-huh.
You got it on ya?
I got it all around me.
It now feels good.
This does have a pretzel place, though. Look.
Auntie Anne's. Oh, yeah.
Auntie Anne's.
I don't think I said it on mic. I think I said it earlier. I used to come here and get Converse.
Like
Converse,
what you're wearing.
Low top Converse All Stars.
You're wearing some Funfetti Converse.
Yeah, these are fun. I found those on the internet. I didn't find them here. But I think pre this group owning this place, I would go.
Okay.
And now I don't even see a Converse.
I'll give it time.
I'm sure there's one. But there's Vans, there's Puma, there's Nike, there's Adidas. You need a shoe? They've got them here.
Don't need a shoe? They've still got them.
Maybe we have to get some new jokes in here, Matt, because there's no Pooh Chalice. There's not going to be a sort of...
Well, we had Furby, or what
there's
is
no,
it?
Furlough.
Furlough.
Furlough, did you catch a cold being outside in your sandbox?
I couldn't. It was too fast. Now, I do jokes, but never as funny as that Samantha one from that movie, Freezing 2.
Oh, stop being a thimble full of baby barf.
Have you seen Monsters Incredible?
No, but I've seen Monsters Inedible.
Oh, God, I hate when you can't eat a monster. Why, just the other day...
What's the point?
Of what?
Not eating a monster.
Who?
Who? What?
Okay, I'll start again. So there's this family, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're called the Aristocrats.
This is where it used to be, right here. This corner was
really?
The Converse, and it's a...
And there's nothing there.
It's an empty thing. Oh, it's Polo Ralph Lauren, and they're moving. They're probably going to a nicer, bigger spot.
What is? Wait. Oh, they already did.
Oh, yeah. Last year, 11/11/2022. We're sort of an open-air spot here. There's a big sign that you could probably see from the freeway.
Here's another store just selling babies and kids. Carter's Babies and Kids. I bet you all that stuff's got baby barf on it.
It's possible, Matt, but I doubt it.
Yeah? Let's go in and ask.
I don't want to do that.
Well, then you just go.
Why don't you do it?
Hell no, that's crazy.
You've certainly got... It's a busy one too, Matt. What day is it today? Friday?
It's Friday, yeah.
I suppose maybe people started their weekend a little early and thought, you know, this afternoon I'm going to head to the outlet.
Look.
Converse.
Converse. Oh, excuse me.
You okay?
Marty.
I'm very worried about you.
I'm so tired.
Well, you need a coffee? What do you need?
I'm afraid if I have a coffee, I'll never go to sleep again.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kind of off the coffee.
No, I have a coffee in the morning.
And then that's it. You have very strict caffeine rules?
No, just sensible.
Jesus. Not me, baby. I'll have a big old coffee at 4:30 p.m.
You're crazy, man.
And so I can get right to bed at 4:30 a.m.
Here's Aldo again. Crocs, Perry B. Ellis.
They've really outdone themselves. I think this has got, if I need something, they're going to have it.
Yes.
Matt, I've known you a long time. This is a special brand of tired for you.
I do apologize.
I so scarcely see this.
I'd like to apologize to Citadel Outlets. I'd like to apologize to the listeners. I'd like to apologize to my partner.
You never have to apologize. Look at this, Matt.
What?
This is something you don't see at a mall. There's just a complimentary charging station.
Oh, it's just some plugs.
Yeah, but there's USB.
Oh, there are. Okay.
If you want to get in there, you can just charge your device while you sit here and get a sunburn.
You mind if I come down, plug in my leaf blower here and do a little work?
I got a Makita lithium ion battery needs charging before I go ahead and drill holes.
I got a power washer, and usually I use it to take a bath because sometimes I get so dirty. I can't even tell you.
I use a power washer just to feel something once in a while.
I says to her wife, you mind using this power washer on me? I'd like to feel something. Well, don't I make you feel anything?
No.
Is that from Frozen 2?
Yes.
Second funniest joke?
Oh, man. Samantha?
We're headed towards a...
Oh, God.
I don't even know what you would call this. This isn't a kiosk.
It looks like a pop-up of some kind.
It's like a center building, Suns Up sunglass outlet.
Oh.
All right. This is like a covered kiosk. This is like a kiosk on creatine.
Here's another one called Flip-Flop Shoes.
That's not what it's called at all, Matt. It's Flip-Flop Shops.
Oh.
We have to get you to some air conditioning. Do you need a caprese salad? Just something to get your blood sugar going again?
I ate a salad right before I came. Look at the what's up there by the sign.
That's a big, huge flip-flop.
Yeah.
And there's the castle. I'm going to take a picture of this castle and just look at the majesty of this place.
I think we've talked
about that. That's where the bow goes.
Yeah, that's incredible. And we learned it had 10,000 pounds of glitter.
10,000 pounds of glitter.
Do you think that glitter is a master at what it does by Malcolm Gladwell's rules?
Probably. 10,000 pounds of glitter is
that reminds me of my bachelor party.
Oh, man. That sounds good.
Where I mailed 10,000 pounds of glitter to my mortal enemy. Some people will do that just in like a greeting card.
Yeah.
No, I did it with an industrial palette.
Man, when you open
it, I had it hella dropped on their house, Operation Dumbo Drop style.
Do you think that you could make a quicksand pit, but it's glitter?
Quicksand pit, amazing. But it's glitter.
Yeah.
Yes, I do think you could do that.
I do feel like you considered that, and I appreciate that you didn't.
Well, have you been watching the HBO program Barry?
No.
If I tell you it's not quite quicksand, but there is a sand thing in there.
But what do you mean, not quite quicksand? Is it quicksand or
you're interested in naturally occurring wet,
yeah,
but dry quicksand?
Yeah.
You taking another stop here, buddy? All right, we're sitting down outside of Roll It Sushi and Teriyaki to talk about this scene from Barry. It's just sand. It's not...
It's like a dry sand pit like in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull or Princess Bride?
Well...
Yes or no,
are you going to watch the show?
It's a simple question.
It's not... Wait. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, there's no frame of reference for me because I saw that one time in the theater and I don't remember any sand business.
Okay.
What in Princess Bride, you're talking about the rapid sand. Or
lightning sand.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I would say it's more like that.
Well, I'm not interested. It has to have a viscosity for me to care about it.
What's your top quicksand?
Krull.
Okay. What's your second?
Southern Comfort. No. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Really good quicksand.
Okay. You're looking for sort of like a naturally occurring human-eating oatmeal?
Yeah, but... Something that you don't feel like, you don't get waves when you jump in, but you get slow swells and ripples, but you don't actually see the water. It's thick and viscous, but it's neither land nor liquid, you know?
It's a categorical violation.
In a way.
It can't be both, and yet it is.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so goddamn interesting. Do they have a quicksand store here?
I don't think they do.
Samantha?
They do have a Mauya.
Oh, we've come across this before.
And that's a lot of Funko Pops, Matt, a recurring theme on the show.
But now,
they're the dominant toy.
Are those like defective? Outlets just don't mean the same thing that they used to, right?
I feel like we're realizing that because for me, it was always sort of like, these are the clothes that are like maybe not selling in the big stores. Well, that's your understanding of it. My understanding is just... We're going to discount these sort of out of trend clothes.
Last season's.
Yeah, they're still good.
Yeah.
It's just maybe, this didn't go so great. These weren't hot cakes. These were cold cakes.
Right.
Cold cakes files.
Hot pies, not hot cakes.
And so they're trying to sort of give them a second chance at being somebody's happy place.
Or they euthanize them?
Or they send them over the Rainbow Bridge.
They take them out to the little doggy farm?
That's right.
Yeah.
So they can live a better life. Oh. That's what I used to think of when I thought of outlet.
Yeah.
And now I'm not so sure.
I'm not either because I'm seeing a bunch of Funko Pops on there. Are those last season's Funko Pops? So it's a bunch of like Viserys from House of the Dragon.
I was gonna say House of Dragon Funko. But I'm looking right now and it's Thor, Korg, and Meek. And that's from a Marvel movie. So
there's nothing in there from For All Mankind.
I guess not. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to find
out. Mozart in the Jungle. Hey, you got any Mozart in the Jungle Funko Pops?
I doubt they do.
They're lost.
There's almost no way.
Because those don't go to outlet. People snag them.
Yeah, those get sold right away.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Are you ready to keep walking?
No, but I'll do it. How many steps are we at?
We've only been walking for 36 minutes. We've gone 0.75 miles.
Now look.
We've also been walking for almost an hour, but that seems impossible.
Really? Huh.
Well, now outlets seem... This stuff seems new to me. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, how can you have a Jamba Juice outlet?
How can I have a Jamba Juice?
No.
Through a straw.
No, okay, take it easy. It's funny, but it hurts. Okay. Are they selling like used Jamba Juice?
Oh, you're asking if this is like a last like year's flavors Jamba of Jamba Juice. Like the Chipotle shake didn't go so great.
But not even
the hot pepper shake.
No, like let's say in December of last year, a employee made a Jamba Juice for someone at the South Coast Plaza Mall. And that person was like, sorry, I forgot my wallet. I can't buy it. And so they just held on to that.
They put it in deep freeze.
If they even did that.
Oh, you're saying that this might just be just a big cup of
fungus-covered Jamba Juice, yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out.
I feel like this part is not... This is like food, Matt. It's the food court.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think it applies.
Vitamin World?
Did you want to go to Vitamin World?
No, but how are those on outlet?
You might be able to get a little pick-me-up, Matt.
Oh, boy, I could use it.
A little non-coffee...
Yeah.
Pick me up. Uh-huh. There's also a dental group here, so...
Okay, we are at the dentistry? Now, come on. What is that?
They do tools? Civil War dentistry.
Oh, no. No.
They have you drink a bunch of brandy before they take your tooth out with a screwdriver. No, I'm sure it's a modern dental practice.
Okay. Did we do it all?
This is it. We've done it.
Well, we thought this was going to be... big.
It is a huge property, but it's sort of shaped in a crescent moon.
The like canyon of the crescent moon.
Like a wishbone shape.
Alexandretta.
Almost like a bow and arrow.
Yeah. Cupid's bow. Yeah.
In the valley of the crescent moon?
Uh-huh. Ask yourself, why do you seek the cup of Christ? Is it for his glory or yours?
I don't know. But we've made it to the end, Matt.
Well, should we head back up to the VIP lounge?
I guess so, but I have to tell you.
Yeah?
I'm not sure. I've never had anybody witness me give the ranking on any of the malls we've been to. And this isn't a mall. This is Citadel Outlets. So maybe the rules don't apply. Mm. But I feel very self-conscious talking about...
I see what you're saying.
...this experience in front of people whose very livelihood it is to inject... I'll tell you one thing right now, Matt. They are not having any problems. This place is jumping. There's tons of people. There's lots of people carrying shopping bags.
Yeah.
Retail is alive and well.
Well,
let anybody tell you any different.
No one's trying to. Should we sit down now and do it?
Well, there's no massage chairs. And I don't know that we're going to find like a quiet little spot to do it. I don't know, Matt. I don't know what to do.
What if I go sit down, you sit on top of me and put a quarter in my mouth?
And then what?
I'll massage you.
There really isn't a massage chair. We're back in the food court. We just went around the other side of it.
I'm lost.
You want to have a little pizza? You want to have a little pho?
Should we sit down?
Well, every place is sunny.
There's a high top there in the shade.
Or do you want to go back to that bench where we were before?
Oh, okay.
Since we're probably headed back that direction anyway.
Yeah.
I know. That's going to require more steps. It really would have been helpful if the office where we started and talking to Donna and her team and Cynthia, it would have helped if it was right by where we parked.
Well, that's not their fault. We parked in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, if this was a tire factory, do you think that was the tire office before?
Oh, do you think that was outlet tires?
What?
Those tires were outlets?
Oh, you think
like
they
defective
did?
Defective tires?
I hope not.
Me too.
I think maybe that VIP lounge on the second story, that's where they used to drop tires to make sure they bounced.
Do you like white walls? How come we don't get white walls anymore?
I don't have an opinion about white walls.
I do because I just watched Cars. Jesus, help me.
Okay.
Help me, Mark. I'm basically pleading for help.
What kind of help do you need?
I can't take any more Disney.
And well, why don't you, next time Mr. Bungle comes to town, you can come to the live thrash metal show. That's like the opposite of... Also,
Mr. Bungle sounds like a child's entertainment.
They did a Van Halen cover?
What? Of what? Run Around?
No, it was a deeper cut. It's off Women and Children First.
Big Bad Bill?
Lose Control?
Oh.
Lose All Control?
We heard Run Around for Unlawful Common Knowledge on the way here.
Well, that's because my phone was just feeding me Van Halen stuff after I listened to Lose All Control.
I see.
I think it's called Lose All Control. They did a Slayer cover.
Jeez.
They covered Welcome Back, Kotter.
No.
They covered True by Spandau Ballet.
Wait, go back.
They opened the show with the theme from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Are you kidding?
And then they just launched into 275 beats per minute thrash. All of these men are over 50. There's hope, Matt.
I don't... There's no world where I want to feel good enough to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair.
They are just as unfortunate as someone who's tired and run down from middle age.
I think they're on the other end of the thing, right? They're literally...
Frankly, they're abusing it.
They're abusing their 50s?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of that energy should be given to other people.
I don't think that's how energy works.
It isn't?
No.
I am having some struggles.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
You've got a big birthday coming.
Yeah.
And I'm no spring chicken myself.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there's any chance that Mall Walkin' the podcast could be on the cover of AARP magazine?
I've never had more of a goal in my entire life. Because, you know, they start sending you AARP stuff. I've already gotten some.
Oh, my friend Stacy got something in college.
What's going on there?
I think she probably had a fake ID.
Still, ARP, if you're out there listening, if you're out there mall walking, put us on the cover. We'll wear like some shoe polish in our hair. No, wait, it's the other way around.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Well, like white shoe polish. Whatever.
Could I also say, Matt, this is long overdue. And you could tell, you can comment or not, but we had a very nice man. I think his name's Donald. He sent us some Danner boots for our walks.
Oh, yeah.
And they were nice, and I want to thank them. And if you want to send us stuff for our mall walks, that's fine. Go ahead. Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. You know, maybe I need a tight spandex bodysuit to walk our next mall in.
Okay, you heard it there. It's the new anvil.
No.
Send Mark a tight spandex bodysuit to go into the next
Macy's. I won't wear it, so don't do that.
Okay, well.
But I can't stop you from sending just about anything, including an anvil. If you want to send an anvil,
even I
light that fire again, Matt.
No,
you really are like you've got this like, stumbling home from the bar posture right now.
Yeah,
we got to get you to some shade. Oh no, someone's sitting on our bench.
Oh, how about this one?
Well, you don't want to bother these poor people, do you?
Well, who knows? Maybe they're fans.
Look at this cute puppy dog here. People got their dogs out. All right, Matt, we're sitting down back in front of our pal Carl Lagerfeld's outlet store.
They ought to make little clip-on ponytails you can buy. Like, do you remember when Phantom Menace came out? You could buy a clip-on Padawan rat tail.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
No. I don't remember that.
Aren't you glad I reminded you, though?
I feel like those existed before that film came out.
What? No, because no.
Clip-on rat tail?
Well, maybe, but not Jedi ones.
How do you know they were Jedi and not just...
Because they were packaged that way.
Okay, so somebody put fake hair braided up into packaging that makes it official.
If it's in Star Wars packaging and it's called a Padawan braid.
Okay, I can't do this.
I can.
Would you like to rate this mall?
Yes.
We're in a different... It's a different scenario. We don't have the timer and the pressure.
It's a tough metric. It's just so different.
It's,
you know,
not even, it's, I mean, they told us on and off mic, we are not at a mall. This isn't
a mall.
So
should we even rate it or is that a cop out?
Well, here's what we do.
Yeah.
I think we have a different rating system.
Okay. I'm listening.
So I would say if you want to rate this, the top rating for this shopping experience, this retail outlet center.
Yeah.
The top rating would be 5 King Kong Christmas bows. Okay. And if you don't want to give it that, if you need a half,
yeah,
that's probably a 20-foot by 60-foot boom box that's playing iHeartRadio music all summer long to keep the summer party going.
They did tell us off mic also that they believe they have the tallest, the biggest Christmas bow, the biggest pumpkin, and the tallest Christmas tree.
Those feel
real. If they're not true, they're going for it.
I'm only suspicious of the Christmas tree one.
Yeah, because it seems like, I mean, the Rockefeller Center tree is very tall.
Right. But that's also a real tree.
Oh, you're saying this is not a real tree?
Isn't the Rockefeller a real tree?
I think it is.
Yeah, because I think I walked by it last Christmas when it was being put up. This one, I don't think is. This is a false tree.
Oh, you think? Oh, it's the same every year.
Save it for Feliz Navipod. This is a whole different discussion. But yeah.
Well, ain't you a thimble full of baby barf?
Aren't you a small wall of dildos?
So, if you want to give this, if you want to give Citadel Outlets the top rating, that would be 5 King Kong Christmas bows.
Okay.
And if you need a half, I think that's maybe Big Time Boombox.
Okay.
And then if you need to give a half of that,
a space toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's King Kong Christmas bows. Half of that is Big Time Boombox, and half of that is space toilets.
But are we also judging it by the same metric as the other malls?
See, this is where you need to have just an independent feel. Because I don't think you can compare. Eagle Rock Plaza gets demoted compared to this place for me. Because it's just a different animal.
Well, you mean, what do you mean demo? Like, you want to go back and revise your ranking lower?
Yeah, go lower.
Really?
Probably.
So you're going big on this place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go first?
All right. I like this mall.
Yeah.
And I am just saying that because they've been so nice to us.
I am too.
But I also actually do like this mall.
I am absolutely swayed by hospitality, kindness, and free Perrier.
That, because you can shop anywhere. That really is the truth. Yeah. You could shop online. You don't ever have to leave your house, basically. If you're willing to pay for shipping,
that's right.
You're willing to give a massive multi-global corporation,
and I do mean
multi-global, they'll ship you anything that you can get at a mall.
Or a mall. Could you have a mall shipped to you?
I don't think so. That's a...
You could have a Darth Maul shipped to you. And you know who Darth Maul fought? Young Obi-Wan Kenobi, who had a Padawan braid.
And I bet it came out of a Star Wars package.
Yeah.
Do you think Ewan McGregor had to grow like a weird rat tail?
No, I've seen. They pinned it on him.
It's a clip-on?
But it is his real hair and most of it. Then they did reshoots.
Did they braid it into his hair?
Probably.
All right. So I like the outlet. I like the feel of the outlet. You kind of take a chance. Because you don't know that they're going to have the thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
But they're going to have brands that you know and trust.
Right.
I also think the food here, totally passable.
It does. The food actually looked pretty good.
Seemed like there's a good bunch of options. Plus, there's the Ruby's that we didn't go to, but I'm stopping at Ruby's on the way to the car.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to get a small little Butterfinger shake. Shout out to my wife, Christina.
Ooh. I went to lunch with my sister at this Ruby's once.
How'd it go?
Good.
Did you eat food?
Yeah.
Yeah? Uh-huh. What'd you have?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Matt, I'm going to give this shopping experience. The negatives are a little bit the heat.
That's not its fault,
though. You can get
in the shade.
They've done a great job of putting little spots where you can get out of the sun. You can sit down. You can relax. You can charge. They're trying to think of everything. Matt is trying to drink a bottle of Perrier with the cap on it. They're thinking of different ways to get people in here.
And having your favorite mall walking podcast.
On a day where Matt is as tired as he's ever been.
Oh, I do apologize.
And so, I don't think you should apologize. I think you should own it.
I've got no...
We didn't really even talk about
it. I do own it, but I'd like to sell it.
There's that VIP lounge. They have a conference room up there. They have a little patio.
I might take a nap up there.
You can have a beer? You could go have a beer. That'll help you. That'll pep you up.
Right now. I've already had my weekend this week. That's the problem.
And you're about to have another one here.
I had a couple cocktails at Disney.
I didn't think they served cocktails. Why are we talking about that, Matt? We got to rank this mall.
You're absolutely right, my friend.
But what cocktails did you have?
We went to dinner at the Napa Rose for Amanda's birthday.
Lovely.
Happy birthday to my lovely wife. I had an old fashioned there.
Uh-huh.
Then I had...
How old was it?
628 million years.
And was there baby barf in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Primeval baby barf. I then had an Aperol spritz at the Carthay Circle.
Sure.
And then I'm sure there was another one in there.
Did you have like poodoo chowder at the cantina, at Uga's Cantina or whatever it's called?
Oh, did you have the Ronto wraps?
Or did you have... There's that bar, though, where you can have blue weird drinks.
I did have the green. I like the green milk.
Oh, you, but that's not, I'm talking about alcohol.
Oh, I've never gone in that cantina because you can never get in there.
It's hard to get in, but when you do get in, if you'd like a fun time Disney cantina tip, order more, order the maximum amount of drinks that you can drink or that you can order because you are not in there long enough to get back to the bar to order a
it's
second
bullshit.
Drink.
That's bullshit.
Let you have a limited amount of time in there.
Yeah.
So you got to just order two drinks per person and snacks, and you better know what you want going in. You can do that homework at before you even get there.
That's smart. Do you want to hear the funniest joke I made yesterday?
Is it better than the Samantha joke?
It's up there with it.
Okay.
Yeah. We passed some stormtroopers in Star Wars land.
Okay.
And they were like, move along. And I went, all right, don't take any wooden wyoopie oopies.
I can't believe how stupid you are.
I then went into a 5-minute explainer to Amanda as to why that was great. And this, mind you, was like we had 10 minutes while her sister and mother-in-law were on Rise of the Resistance and Glenn was asleep. We had 10 minutes together and I used half of that to jokesplain, don't take any wooden wyoopie oopies. What a horrible person.
And this is partially a birthday celebration for her.
It was holy. No, I'm joking. I gave it about 20 seconds of explanation and then said,
and you probably got a look.
I said, you do not deserve this. You have never wronged me this way. Why should I do this to you?
I would like to give Citadel Outlets.
What are you talking about?
4 King Kong Christmas bows.
Yeah.
1 Big Bad Boombox.
Mm-hmm.
Big Time Boombox. And 1 Space Toilet.
Oh, so 4.75.
Yeah, that's right.
Out of 5 stores.
That's right.
5 bows.
Because it's only going to get better. We had a little sneak preview of some of the things that are coming.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
No, we're not.
Oh. We got
insider Citadel Outlet information. And so
that's true.
I think maybe at Christmas time we're going to have to come back for the Christmas tree and the big bow.
I love a good Christmas tree.
We'll just maybe we'll see what the new offerings are, even though I think that comes next year.
Yeah, I think so.
Matt, are you ready to give your rating?
Well, I just want to say that the strength of this mall, I think if I have one note, it's that it's missing some of the unpredictability of the other malls we go through where you don't, like, you're going to run across a slime house.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a ton of...
You know every store here except for Furlough's, you know.
Independent, you know, if you're just a small business person with a dream that's like, I want to open up a store in a mall.
Right.
I want to open up Gape and Vape.
That's right, Gape and Vaping. Oh, yeah.
That's not what that place was called, but the vape store that's in. You're not seeing that here.
There's not going to be a store that does hand-carved wooden relics from the Holy Land here.
No. You are not going to get a custom tank top at this location.
Do you think, though, that the slime store has bad slime it needs to send to outlets?
If they say they don't, they're lying.
Also, beware if there was a Spencer's gift here with a wall of dildos, that those are outlet dildos. And are they defective? You don't want a defective.
Could I also add, Matt?
Yeah.
I got an email from a listener, and I don't know that I should read it, but maybe I should. It was about this very thing, the tall wall of dildos at Spencer's.
Why wouldn't you read it?
I think I'll try to find it if you're... So you go so on about
I'm just saying that I enjoy a little bit of that unpredictability, but I recognize that that's actually technically something those other malls probably strive not to have as much of, judging from malls past. This mall, they've got it under control.
Yeah.
This experience, excuse me. Everything seems very deliberate, very manicured, quite well organized.
They're bending retail to their will, I think. It very much feels like if they can dream it, they can do it.
And like I said, we're not reporting on Watergate here.
No.
So if they're going to wine us and dine us like they have, they're going to get a good rating.
That's right.
And all you other malls, listen up. South Coast Plaza, have us down.
Westfield Century City, we're ready to go.
Cerritos Mall, feed us a steak dinger.
Beverly Center, why don't you have different greeters on every little escalator welcoming us to a new retail experience?
Lakewood Shop and Flop, why not give us a free car wash even though you don't have one?
Stu's Smog Check, we'll come and walk around there too. Don't feel like you have to be a mall for us to come down there, though it would help. The show is called Mall Walkin'.
Del Amo, save and resurrect. What's up with your name? I don't even have anything I want from you. What a weird mall name.
Tons of people. Do you remember the Tompkins 300? When our friend Paul F. Tompkins, someone on Facebook said, come to my city.
And oh, Paul went,
all right, if you can get me the people. We're getting a lot of that in our correspondence with listeners where they'll say, come to New Jersey or come to Florida to my mall.
Yeah.
Or come to Dubai. Great. I don't know how that will happen.
Let's talk about realistically what would it take for us if the mall or some rich benefactor wants to get us out to mall walk their favorite mall. Obviously, we need travel and accommodation.
You're going to need a Perrier.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to drink a water or a LaCroix of some kind. I'll drink a Perrier too. Would I like some money? Yeah.
Well, we're just getting started. First, let's talk about travel and accommodation.
Yeah.
We're not sharing a room. No offense.
Can't do it.
Are we flying business class?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Because
this is business.
We are in the business of mall walking.
And if you want us to do airplane riding, the podcast.
That's extra.
That's on the table.
But it's extra.
Yeah.
So you need travel.
Business class travel. Travel to and from airports as well.
Oh, you need airport limo service. Not specifically in a limousine, but you
town
would like,
car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a town car. It can't just be an Uber voucher.
And they have to have those individually wrapped mints.
What kind? Buttermint?
No.
Buttermints are maybe the worst candy.
What are those?
Buttermints?
Yeah.
Are like,
I mean, that sound, anything with butter sounds good.
No, Matt, these are not good. They're sort of like crumbly. You know, a peppermint is hard, and if you bite it, it kind of shatters.
Yeah.
A buttermint is melty and it kind of crumbles rather than explodes in a shattering manner.
But does it look like a lifesaver?
No, it doesn't. You want lifesavers?
Not the brand lifesavers, but those, you know, when you get
you want a round mint.
Yeah.
With a hole
peppermint.
In it.
Peppermint. They're Winto green.
Oh, you want a Winto green. But those are lifesavers.
Are they?
I think so. Okay. So you want those?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I think I would, depending on what time of year it is, we don't work on Boonta Eve.
Can't
do it.
We've made that mistake.
Yeah.
And
then, accommodation.
Yeah, I'd like to stay in. I don't need a fancy hotel.
No, I don't need a fancy. I only want business class because flying is the most uncomfortable shit.
Yeah.
It's not a status thing.
For me, it's a status thing because I want Delta mile status. Like I want to go from silver to gold or gold to platinum.
Oh, no.
So hopefully I'm flying Delta.
Okay. But yeah, hotel, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But a decent part of town where we can walk around and meet the food.
So you want walkable food from a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
But what if the mall... So for instance, a big request from a lot of people has been Mall of America.
Yeah.
And Mall of America did reach out to us on social media.
Okay.
And I messaged them back and I'm waiting to hear.
Well, these are our list of demands. Now,
but there's
how much
a hotel right
paid?
By there.
Okay.
That they're just going to say, well, just stay here.
Isn't that okay?
It's kind of by the airport.
Oh.
It's just kind of...
Well, then we tell them no.
Oh, you got to tell
you them
stay.
They have to put us up in New York.
Well, that's not very convenient for the mall walk.
Or us.
Yeah, so why would you say that to them?
Well, I don't know.
Well, all right, so we have travel, we have
what's our per diem? And that's not including what we're getting paid.
Who's paying us?
Mall
the mall?
Yeah, I don't know. Or like I said, a rich benefactor.
Sure, yeah. All right.
Because this is a brand now.
And how
mall
long
walk and sweep in the nation. We got mentioned in The Guardian.
Walk me through how this would work. Let's just say there's a mall and it's a plane trip. I don't know where this place is. Would you like to pick a hypothetical location?
Okay, we're going to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Great. That's a mall that we would need to fly to. I suppose we could drive there, but that's not.
No.
No. So we're going to the Albuquerque Mall.
I don't have a lot of time either. So this is, you know. So
are we getting up at the crack of dawn, flying to Albuquerque, New Mexico, walking the mall, staying overnight, and then flying back the next morning?
No.
Are we flying in the afternoon, having a nice, we're
going
to do some carbo loading to make sure we have lots of energy for the mall walk.
Yeah.
Sleeping. Waking up, going to the mall mid-morning, walking the mall, and then straight to the airport.
No. We're going to fly out late morning.
Great. Midday.
From Burbank Airport.
Well, it has to be Burbank Airport.
First class.
You know, they don't fly everywhere.
They'll make an exception because of our rich benefactor.
Oh,
then so they have to charter a private jet.
We're doing private jet?
We're flying out of Van Nuys.
Okay.
Then we get there. Afternoon. We get there afternoon.
Yep.
Check into our hotel because it's check-in time. Then you and I go out for a steak dinner.
Okay.
Have a nice night. Cocktails.
Sure. We're paying for out of our own pocket.
No, this is part of the per diem.
They're paying for that?
Well, we're getting a per diem.
That's got to be
like That's not part of our fee, though.
That's got to be like $200-$300 a person.
Okay, well, they're...
Per diem.
Fine.
Because I also have to buy lotions and salves. And they've got to be fresh. I can't travel with them. Unless we're on a private jet, I guess I could bring my own. We could work that part out.
Yeah. Then we have a good night's sleep.
Yep.
We wake up late morning, early afternoon. We go mall walk.
Are you getting room service or are you going to eat at the mall?
I'm going to room service for breakfast.
Okay.
And then we go do the mall walk and eat at the mall just for fun.
And are you checked out of the hotel by now?
No, because we're staying another night.
We're staying a second night.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have a lot of time.
I've never been to New Mexico.
Okay.
And I'm with my buddy.
So you're saying we go, we stay overnight, we have the steak dinner, we wake up, we mall walk, then we go back to the hotel, freshen up, go see what the nightlife of Albuquerque has to offer.
We go see Albuquerque Community Theater.
I don't have a problem with that. Then we go back to the hotel. Well, we probably go to the cast party.
Yes.
And then if I'm honest, I'm probably beer bonging it with Clyde.
And we'll do a meetup with all of our New Mexico mall walking listeners.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, you know, once Noises Off is done.
Yeah.
We're backstage. We're chilling. We're hanging out with them. And then Clyde, who does lights and is kind of like the handyman in the theater. You're not sure if he's the stage manager or if he's just sort of like,
even sure.
Maybe his dad owns the place, but he's got a beer bong in the back of his pickup truck. And we are going to be at the cast party, just ripping it up.
And I'm trapped in the corner with some old man who plays Selsdon Mowbray because I play that role in high school. And all he wants to do is compare notes.
Okay. And so then that night goes where it goes.
Well, that sounds mysterious.
Well, it has to sound mysterious because there's no predicting it.
Right.
Do you think this helicopter is part of it?
This is our ride.
All right. So then the next morning, it's back to the hotel probably after the cast party. Then wake up and fly home?
Yeah, but we're not flying home crack of dawn. No, we're flying home.
Yeah, you're doing... So this is a
you
full 48-hour...
You and I are
going to
go out and get a nice breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to fly home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So my point is.
If people want to bring us to their communities, that's what they can do.
Yeah, but we also haven't discussed our fee.
No, we haven't.
We'll do it for $10.
Plus all of that other stuff.
Yeah. My whole point is 4 King Kong sized bows and 1 60-foot party boombox.
So 4.5.
Yeah.
Not bad, Matt.
This mall did well.
It might be our highest ranked shopping retail experience.
Is that with an asterisk?
Well, yeah, because it's one of a kind. There's nothing else like it. Would you like to hear about the tall wall of dildos?
Yes.
This is from a listener, Thomas Pashko.
I know that name.
You do?
Yeah.
I wanted to reach out with a fun fact about the presence of the Great Wall of Dildos at Spencer's Gifts. A Great Wall of Dildos.
Wow.
I'm the editor of a community newspaper here in Winnipeg, up there in Canada. They got them all. In 2020, one of our reporters did a story about the lack of sex shops in our city. She talked to the owners of small, independent sex shops, all of whom discussed the difficulty in opening and maintaining these shops. Banks won't approve a loan, and it's difficult to lease a storefront. Attitudes around all of this are prudish. But then they were puzzled. How can Spencer's Gifts get away with them selling them in a mall when these indie sex shops can't get a loan? They can't get started.
You've hooked me.
This is a great... We spoke to the manager of the local Spencer's. She explained their status as a novelty store. It acts as a loophole, allowing them to sell fully functional sex toys as gag gifts. Even though the same products are at every other shop, Spencer's is selling them as novelties. And so it's marketing. It's phrasing. It's a workaround. They don't have to deal with the stigma or the economic hurdles. The sale of novelty sex toys accounts for a significant chunk of their business. And in communities without sex shops, Spencer's is the only brick and mortar store where these products are available. See, so they used to sell dog poo and raunchy greeting cards, and now they're a chain of sex toy stores.
So smart, because I tried to open a sex shop store.
Yeah.
And it was all just ways to unload my novelty gifts, where I'd be like, this fake dog poop is a great aphrodisiac.
How many thimblefuls of baby barf did you sell?
Oh, man. Exploding gum was a real...
He also wants us to go to Mall of America. So there's
loser.
Thomas Pashko from Winnipeg. Thanks for writing in. If you want to write in, it's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. Boy, man, we've been sitting here a long time.
Should we get up? Should we say goodbye?
I think it probably is time to say goodbye.
Okay.
I really enjoyed our time here.
I did too.
Citadel Outlets.
And another mall walk has been mall walked.
Next time, who knows where we'll be?
Yeah.
Who knows when it'll be?
Whatever it is getting farther and farther from our home base. So don't you think episodes are getting fewer and farther between?
Yeah, unless we start repeating.
I think we need a benefactor who can sponsor
this
podcast. There's
got to be a way to do it. You don't think Spencer's Gifts, with all that tall wall of dildo money, can't have us come to the oldest Spencer's in the country? Let's go to the original Spencer's.
It's 140 years old. And it's just all hand-carved wall of dildos.
You don't think... Donna and her whole team here at Citadel were nice enough to invite us, but that's sort of a happy accident that we could drive here. It's only about 9 miles from our house. But there's got to be places with other Donnas who would love to have us. So if that's you, let's go.
Yeah. Or, if you're a major chain who's at most of these malls, why not sponsor us?
Look,
we'll come in and talk so good about your store.
I'm going to put it out there again. My wife and our friend Kimberly have been in the Macy's parade for, I think, 6 straight years now. It's time to get them on a float. You're telling me that with my fraught relationship with Macy's, we can't heal with having my wife and my good friend up on a float being like a raisin? In a bowl of Raisin Bran or some sort of thing like that?
What a Cinderella story, though, to get kicked out of so many Macy's and then suddenly Macy's sponsors this podcast.
Yeah. What if there was a float in the Macy's parade where it's a Macy's store on the back of a flatbed truck or whatever?
Yeah.
And there's two treadmills and you and I are just walking with these microphones.
I love it.
And they just are doing a mall walking Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade float.
Yeah.
For mall walking.
That's pretty great.
Well... A boy can dream.
Yeah, and I do gotta go.
For Mall Walkin', I'm Dan Rather.
And I'm for Mall Walkin' too, and I'm Rather Dan. How about you? Samantha?
Thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mall Walk-In, brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walk-In is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.